Okay, good morning, everybody. Welcome back. I hope everybody had a wonderful, beautiful Yontif together with your families. It's great to see everybody back in Yeshiva this morning on what is effectively the second first day of school. So we're ready for Korav Sman. We have a lot to do. And with a tremendous opportunity in front of us for learning and growth, I wanted to share a Torah thought with you this morning that I think is appropriate and hopefully effective in getting us all off to a good start in the beginning of Korav Sman. So I want to share with you a Dvar Torah that I heard from my uncle, Rabbi Jerry Hochbaum, over Yom Tov, a piece of Torah from my uncle. And then I want to add a point that I think is very nogeya to all of us. In Sefer Bereishis, we know that we have a tremendous number of lessons to learn. The story of the history of the Jewish people, per se, starts with Avraham Avinu and Lech Lecha. Rav Amital passed away recently, Zechel Tzadik Livracha, the founding Rosh Yeshiva of Yeshivat Har Tzion, used to say, to a certain extent, you know, the Torah begins with Lech Lecha. So what's Bereishis and Noach all about? Bereishis and Noach is about learning life's lessons, important things that we need to know, we need to understand, in order to fully grasp what our responsibilities are in this world. There's an interesting Gemara, one important lesson from Sefer Bereishis, from Parshas Bereishis. An interesting Gemara that asks the following question. There's a machlokas in the Gemara as to what is the klal gadol b'Torah. So we began Bereishis, we start rereading the Torah again, another year of Kabbalah Satar, of accepting all of the mitzvahs. What is it that is the primary idea in the Torah? What is the klal gadol b'Torah? And you're all familiar with the famous opinion of Rabbi Akiva. Every child in first grade learns, v'yahavta l'reacha kamocha ze klal gadol b'Torah. Rabbi Akiva is of the opinion that love your neighbor as you would love yourself. Hillel formulated it differently in the Gemara. He said, madalach sani l'chavrucha lo savid. It's hard to love somebody in a poel, in an active way, as much as we love ourselves, but if at the very least what is distasteful to us, what is something that we don't want to have happen to us, we don't do to our friends, so then that's also a kima v'yahavta l'reacha kamocha. It's a very important mitzvah, says Rabbi Akiva, and we all learned it in first grade, zeh klal gadol b'Torah. The ikar of the Torah is, you have to love your neighbor as you would love yourself, treat others as you would like to be treated, whatever exactly that means. Along comes Ben Zoma, and the Gemara quotes Ben Zoma has a different opinion. And Ben Zoma's pasuk is from the beginning of Perek Hey, pasuk Aleph in this past week's parsha in Bereishis. Zeh Sefer Toldos Adam. This is the book of the generations, of the happenings of humanity. Biyom Biro Elokim Adam Bidmus Elokim Asosa. On the day that Hashem Elokim created man. And God created man, bidmus Elokim, in his image. All human beings are created in the image of God. Says Ben Zoma, this is klal gadol b'Torah. This is the basic premise that the entire Torah is predicated upon. And the obvious question is, really? This is the premise? Zeh Sefer Toldos, this is the beginning of the story of the world? The most important pasuk? Says Ben Zoma, Rabbi Akiva and I are not necessarily disagreeing. The basic predicate upon which the Torah is based, the basic idea of Torah is you have to treat people with respect. You have to treat people with dignity. What's the machlokas between Ben Zoma and Rabbi Akiva? Rabbi Akiva says, v'yahavta l'reacha kamocha. You have to love your reacha, your friend, your neighbor. Exactly what reacha means is subject to discussion. But one thing we know is that Bederach Klal, Reacha refers to someone you have a relationship with, someone you are interconnected with. A Reacha, someone you consider your friend, is probably in a similar background, from a similar school, a similar neighborhood, similar socioeconomic background. Reacha is somebody, however you want to define it, it's defined as someone you have some kind of interaction with. But the stranger, somebody who's different than you, somebody you don't even know, someone who doesn't share any common bond, maybe not. Says Ben Zoma, you know what the most important pasuk in the Torah is? Biyom biroi Elokim Adam bidmus Elokim asosa. You have to recognize that every single person was created in the image of God. Every single person was created bidmus Elokim. And therefore our obligation, our responsibility to treat people with respect and dignity and sensitivity and kindness and warmth doesn't only apply to Reacha, to your close friend, to someone you have a relationship with, but even the stranger, even somebody out in the street, somebody you don't know, somebody who's different from a different background. Everyone's in the image of God, and if everyone is made, created in the image of God, then you have a responsibility to treat that person with the proper sensitivity and respect. And that's the machlokas, said my uncle, that's the machlokas between Ben Zoma and Rabbi Akiva. Here's the point I want to add, and it's very nogea to all of us today, the first day of Chorosman, the first day of the rest of the year, the real first day of school. There's a third opinion in the Gemara. And the third opinion of the Gemara says, from a totally different pasuk from Sefer Vayikra, and the pasuk in Sefer Vayikra is, Es hakeves echad ta'aseh v'boker, v'yes hakeves hasheni ta'aseh bein harabayim. So I ask you, what's the kesher here? Hakeves echad ta'aseh v'boker, the one sheep you shall give, the korban tamid shall boker, and the korban tamid shall bein harabayim. Ben Zoma, Rabbi Akiva are discussing the great concept of human dignity, of how you should treat somebody, of how you should interact, and how you should respect one another and care for one another. And here's an opinion. It's all about the Korban Tamid. And boys, maybe this, for us, is the most important position that we have to consider. Es hakeves echad ta'aseh v'boker. Do you know what the Klal Gadol Batorah is? The Klal Gadol Batorah is all about consistency, reliability. Es hakeves echad ta'aseh v'boker. Every morning you got to be at minyan. Every morning you got to learn Torah and Shir. Every day you have to, like a mensch. Every afternoon at the end of your day's activities, you have to sum it up. There has to be mincha ma'ariv in the evening. There has to be learning Torah at night. Consistency every day, whether it's a school day, whether it's a vacation day. As HaKeves HaKad Tasev HaBoker teaches us that the secret, the Klal Gadol BaTorah, is that each and every day has to count. We come off a beautiful Yontif, and Yontif gives us a lot of highs. We have a tremendous amount of spirituality. We get to do special mitzvos. There's a tremendous sense that you get in shul when everybody on the Yomim Noraim is calling out, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Hu Elokim. You're waving the Lulav and Esro, and everyone's singing Hallel together. And it's magnificent. And we want that feeling to stay with us. But Yontif comes a couple of times a year. Shalosh Pamim Bashana. Yontif doesn't come every week. Now we have a long haul. As HaKevah